And we're now going to hear from God's Word, which is from John chapter 6, starting at verse 53.
Jesus said again, "I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have eternal life within you. But anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise that person at the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. I live because of the living Father who sent me. In the same way, anyone who feeds on me will live because of me. I am the true bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will not die as your ancestors did, even though they ate the manna, will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Many of his disciples said, "This is very hard to understand. How can anyone accept it?" Jesus was aware that his disciples were complaining, so he said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what will you think if you see the Son of Man ascend to heaven again? The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing, and the very words I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. But some of you do not believe me." For Jesus knew from the beginning which ones didn't believe, and he knew who would betray him. Then he said, "That is why I said that people can't come to me unless the Father gives them to me." At this point, many of his disciples turned away and deserted him. Then Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, "Are you also going to leave?" Simon Peter replied, "Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life. We believe and we know you are the Holy One of God."
And now we're going to hear Reverend Sam Nicholson, that we saw a few weeks ago from Parish Church in Wigan, who's recorded a message and some thoughts about that passage specifically for us.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this time together. And we pray that we would hear you speak to us. May we be a people who listen to your voice and act upon it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I've started, so I'll finish. Do any of you remember that phrase? I'm sure you do. Yep, from Mastermind, old Magnus Magnusson back in the day. John Humphreys more recently. And I think someone's actually going to be taking over from him. But whoever the presenter is or was, there'd be firing questions at that poor contestant in the black chair, and then the buzzer would go and those immortal words would be said, "I've started, so I'll finish." Good words for life, I think, because how many of us start things and never finish them? We begin a book, don't finish it, start some project, don't finish it, begin our diet, don't finish it, or is that just me? These in some ways are probably more trivial things, but there are other more serious things too, like that never run the course. Things like relationships. Are there things in your life where you need to ask for grace and perhaps courage to keep going with? Although a little bit of a health warning here, I think there are times in our life where things do come to an end and we almost need the courage to kind of say, "This isn't for me anymore. This isn't my job to do anymore." But anyway, what about faith too? I'm sure you know people who seem to have had a real living faith, but for one reason or another, they gave up. In that gospel reading from John, we hear how people had decided to turn away from Jesus. They didn't understand what he was getting at, or they didn't like what he was saying. I wonder, have you ever been tempted to give up, to stop following. Maybe some of you have, some of you haven't, and it will be for different reasons. Sometimes it can be because we can look around at what's going on and wonder what God is doing. When we put on our TV screens and see all that's going on in the world at this moment in time, and we question why things happen like they do. And then there might be more personal things. We get ill. We watch family members suffer and perhaps die. We lose our jobs. I'm sure some of you have very much had your own personal trials. And at such times as this, you need faith for the long haul. And you have hung in there. There'll be plenty of you here this morning that have really hung in there. And I think God sees that. But perhaps there are other things going on as well. Perhaps you know there are things that you want to change in yourself. And nothing ever seems to change. Well, not in your eyes anyway. And then we need to be in it for the long haul as well. I want to tell you a story. It's called The Happy Hypocrite, a fairy tale for tired gentlemen. The main character in this story is a man named George Lord. George had led a wasted life filled with greed, gambling, superficial relationships, broken promises to women, as well as too much booze. One day he's having a lavish meal with his lover when he sees a lovely woman, and he actually falls in love with her at first sight. He desperately wants to marry her, but she's vowed only to marry a man with the face of a saint. George Lord obviously doesn't have such a face. Not long after this, George passes by a mass shop. He goes into the shop and the owner creates a lifelike wax mask. Try to say that with your teeth in. Wax mask that he believes will allow him to look like a saint. He returns to the woman who has won his heart. He proposes and she accepts. This marks the beginning of a conversion in George Lord's life. He donates much of his money to the poor. He repays everyone he has cheated. He treats people kindly, whom he's never noticed before. In short, he enters into the way of life of a saint. But sometime later, his old lover sees him and seeks to unmask him before his wife. A struggle ensues. The mask is tossed to the ground and his old lover laughs in triumph. He must turn and face his wife. When he does, he is shocked by her question. The wife says, "Why did you have a mask created that looks precisely like your own face?" While he sought to live like a saint, an unknown, unseen power had been at work. He had grown into his face. Maybe you, me, want to grow into the face you have so shown the world. Faith is hanging in there. Faith is hanging on in there, knowing that God is at work in you, perhaps when you don't even realize it. Faith is hanging on in there and deciding that by the grace of God, you are there for the long haul. You have placed yourself in God's hands and you say with Simon Peter from that gospel reading, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe that you are the Holy One of God." I love that. To whom shall we go? I don't know about you, but when things are tough, when I want to walk away, I can't seem to walk away from Jesus. One of my favourite church jokes, and it may be one you've heard before, but you can just laugh anyway, is the one about the Sunday school teacher who was teaching a lesson about being prepared and kind of working diligently. She wanted to use squirrels as an example of prepared workers. She started the lesson by saying, "I'm going to describe something and I want to raise your hand when you know what it is." The children were excited to show what they knew and leaned forward eagerly. I'm something that lives in trees," she pauses, "and eats nuts." pauses again. No hands went up. It can be grey or brown, and it has a long bushy tail. Children looked round the room at each other, but still no one raised a hand. It chatters, she says, and sometimes it flips its tail when it's excited. Finally, one little boy shyly raised his hand. The teacher breathed a sigh of relief and said, OK, Michael, what do you think it is? Well, said the boy, it sure sounds like a squirrel, but I guess the answer is supposed to be Jesus. Daft, I know. But actually, Jesus is the answer, the one we turn to, the one who shows us what God is like. This is what it says in Colossians. We look at this Son and see the Son who cannot be seen. We look at this Son and see God's original purpose in everything created. For everything, absolutely everything, and above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. When we want to know what God is like, we look at Jesus, the one who shows compassion, the one who has authority but is humble, the one who loves, the one who speaks the truth, the one who knows what it's like to suffer and feel pain, the one who is raised from death, showing us that death has been conquered, the one who saves, the one who shows mercy, the one who forgives, the one who we come to exactly as we are. The one who promised those first disciples and us the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit who can give us strength for the journey so that one day we will get to the end of our journey and say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And the Lord will say, well done, good and faithful servant. I don't know what's going on for you guys where you are, but I do believe in a God who delights in us and looks at us and sees that faith that you have. Some of you today may be really, really struggling, and you may have even felt tempted to give up. Talk to somebody about that. Pray with someone. Be with someone. Think on Jesus. Think on him. Know that he loves you and forgives you and is always willing to give you a new start. As they say in Northern Soul in Wigan, keep the faith. Amen.